This is Peter Sergey, arts correspondent for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. And today I'm joined by Michaela Foster, an organizer for All of Us, a Schenectady organization that's been doing a lot of protests against police brutality in the area. So how are you, Michaela?
I'm feeling very well today, actually. In light of recent events in Schenectady, I feel more motivated now than ever, I think.
Could you tell us a bit about what has happened since the July 4th Pride protest?
So the Pride protest was set up to not only commemorate Stonewall and the history of organizing against police brutality for Pride, for justice, and for liberation within New York State, because a lot of people overlook the fact that that did happen in New York State, but also to push forward the demands of the people currently within the Capital District, specifically Schenectady. So our 13 demands, authored by organizers within All of Us, but language taken from and demands coming from the citizens of Schenectady and the community and what they've been asking for, we've put those out into the public. We've made it a survey. We've done, you know, petitions and stuff like that. And we have overwhelming support from a great majority of our community. And yet our chief of police, assistant chief of police, and mayor still refuse to meet those demands. That has been what's been happening since July 4th. So we have set out on not only our freedom tour, All of Us is working in coalition with Vocal New York and a couple other organizing groups to send the message that we are going to bring our people home, those incarcerated people who are just being brutalized behind bars. But we've also set out to have our demands met, our 13 demands, which is honestly just the bare minimum. I mean, these 13 demands are based solely around the criminal justice system. That's not where All of Us begins or ends, but that is our focus currently due to recent events. So we've begun our plan in occupying Schenectady. We've held one civil disobedience training and protest in the past couple days, and we intend to continue in that direction as our demands continue to not be met. As the chief of police and the mayor have continued to choose the side of inaction, and inaction and silence is the side of the oppressor against those who are oppressed, we will continue to fight for our demands to be met. That's really what's going on, specifically with All of Us organizing in Schenectady. We have support from Saratoga, Glens Falls, Rotterdam, Niskayuna, organizers in those areas as well. They show up for us, we show up for them, especially Albany. And they're all signed on to with the 13 demands and a push within their own communities. Those 13 demands really signify, like, it's not that hard to just sign a piece of paper, as opposed to arresting or brutalizing or ignoring the demands of hundreds and hundreds of people.
So I'd also like to ask how you specifically got into organizing. Like, what was the impetus, the catalyst?
So I was homeschooled. I love telling this story. I was homeschooled from kindergarten to fifth grade, and I was raised with incredible parents. Contrary to popular belief, Jamaica Miles and Sean Young are not my actual parents. They might as well be, but they're not. My actual parents are super cool, and they raised me on the principles of, you know, liberation and equity, and really gave me so much free space to explore the eccentric aspects of my personality and identity as it changed and developed and reshaped so often. So coming from a really free home situation and upbringing, right around junior year in high school, and I mean, they took me to events all the time, community cleanups, marches, you know, peaceful protests, all that stuff. But right around my junior year, the end of my junior year in high school, a lot of stuff was happening geared around Black Lives Matter. And I took it upon myself to start having some protests. So me and a couple other younger members of the community, specifically Black women, banded together and started doing protests. And I said, you know what, I think that there needs to be something more than this. So I actually started a group called Young and Empowered in Schenectady around 2016, 2017. And it was based around specifically young Black women doing the work for justice and liberation for young Black and brown people, young Black and brown queer people, young Black and brown people who are affected by the many dynamic layers of what systemic oppression looks like, specifically within Schenectady. So, I mean, we were trying to get resources for mental health, for LGBTQIA plus resource, like stuff like that, sexual health and safety, housing, job training, stuff like that. And it was harder because we were so young. I mean, I was, 17 back then. And by the time I went to college, I kind of had to fall back from that. I continued my justice work in college, on campus. I go to SUNY Adirondack, and there is a large racist community out in Glens Falls / Queensbury. But throughout this time, I continued to work with Jamaica Miles. That's how we became connected, because of the marches that I'd started in Schenectady. And she had me working with her for the anti-inaugural marches. She had me in positions that, like, within her space that she was open and sharing with me. And we built a really great bond. So come 2020, you know, the coronavirus took us all out of school. I'm off campus now. I start showing up to her protests, you know, the Run for Ahmaud and stuff like that. And she's like, you know what, listen, you're a leader, let's lead together. And then me and some other friends and folks from our community, including, you know, Brianna Johnson, Legacy Casanova, and Casey Charles, we organized our own protest in Schenectady. Jamaica jumped on to help. And that's where really a lot of the newer membership of all of us came to be. And we've been working really diligently together. But I would say that, you know, I have a nice background in justice work, but I feel most productive and at home and uplifted working with all of us. And me and Jamaica Miles and Sean Young could not be any closer.
That's great.